Housing charities say they're experiencing a stark increase in the number of older people presenting as homeless. It comes as the number of people in emergency accommodation nationwide surpassed 11,000 the last month, the highest number ever recorded. According to the monthly homeless reports released by the Department of Housing in the last year, the number of those over the age of 65 living in Dublin emergency accommodation has increased by 30%, with the number of those aged between 45 and 64 seeing an increase of 26% over the same period. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking to some of those affected. Some names have been changed.
It is hard. You can't. You're not strong as you were. You're slowing down. You're getting weaker.
59-year-old Declan says being homeless is hard on older bodies. He lost his home due to family breakdown and mental health issues, and has been living in emergency accommodation for 6 months.
Well, you have no privacy here. I'm in a room with two other men, You don't know who you're mad at. People here, they're challenging. They're very challenging.
Also among the growing number of older people here is 57-year-old Shane.
Yeah, I had a fire in my house about 2 years ago during COVID, just before COVID, and I found myself homeless then after the fire, and so I ended up then in assignment, so...
When you were younger, did you ever imagine that this could be something that would happen to you at a later stage in your life?
No, I couldn't, no. I spent a lot of time out of Ireland as well. I was a truck driver for many years, and I lived all over the different parts of the world as well. I never had any problem getting accommodation just in your own town. It's very difficult as well, because the landlords, they don't want to take the hap, and... It's very difficult because it's just supply and demand. You get a couple of hundred people going after one flat, It's more of a lottery than anything else,
And it's sad, even for me. I've worked in homeless services for over 13 years and I've definitely seen an increase in the number of older people presenting.
Gemma Ryan is Senior Manager for Emergency Services at Dublin Simon Community.
Like, they're people who they don't have... It's not mental health, it's not addiction. They've literally just fallen on hard times and... It's a housing issue. Recently, we had somebody present to our services when the person presented, the manager actually rang me and said it was like their mother was after walking through the door. So through no fault of their own, they had fallen ill. They were in hospital for a long time, and they lost their property that they had been living in for some time. And then they were discharged from hospital, and there was nowhere for them to go, so they were referred to our services.
What would be the unique challenges facing older people in the system?
Our services in the sector would be old buildings, so they're not wheelchair accessible. They don't have wheelchair bathrooms. A lot of the accommodation will be shared accommodations. So you might have to ask somebody who's of older age group to share with maybe someone who's in their 20s.
While the homeless reports from the Department of Housing document the number of older people living in emergency accommodation, it does not capture figures for older people who find themselves on the brink of homelessness, people like 60-year-old Neneth.
We are very desperate with me and my husband being at the age of, retiring age, and my husband is already as a 10-year older than me, and we both have a health problem.
Neneth, of Filipino origin, worked in a caring role here for 22 years and became an Irish citizen. Her accommodation was tied to her job, so when she was made redundant, she also found herself searching for a home.
At this age and with all the health problem, It's not easy to find a place. It's always difficult now to each and everybody now in Ireland, especially for us. Even if I have a job, the rent is too high, and because our income is just only up to, we're not working as as a white collar job, so it's not possible for us to buy a place, to buy a house.
Eventually, Neneth was able to find housing with a loan, a charity for older people. Sean Moynihan, the charity's CEO, says they see a growing number of older people in housing need as private landlords leave the market.
House ownership is dropping. The number of people renting in their 50s is four times what it is in their 60s. Can you imagine getting notice to quit in your 70s? The reality is you lose your house, you lose your community, you lose your doctor. If you're religious, you lose contact with your church, your friends and your community. How do you pay the rent when you retire? And there is no current solution to that at the moment.
And that was Una Kelly reporting there for us.